Okay. Vakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kuru Me Deva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvava.
So, till what we have seen in the class last time, do you remember?
Yes, we saw the booklet and we corrected the dialogue, and one of the homeworks for today was to write the dialogue again, but good and in a good way. And then we saw a little bit of, you know, Gachati, Gachatu, and that was the homework too. And let me see. I think that was sort of the summary.
Okay, so it was still 2.4, if I'm correct, right?
Yes, 2.4, but we didn't do 2.4, just okay. half of 2.4.
Yeah. We will just do that, and then we will do the numbers, okay? And then we will do sambhashanam, which is spoken.
Okay, great. I have one question about the homework. Why Vigreta is with a long A, even though he is a male?
There are some exceptions sometimes.
Okay. So not always okay. When it's... I think Seema joined us.
Yeah. Hi, Seema.
Hello, Seema. So not
hello, everybody.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Not always with a longa is going to be female, then.
Yeah. You, for now, you can consider it like so.
Okay. And then the other question that I have from the homework is... you said in the end when Patihi says, okay, take the money, it's dvikarotu, dvikarotu?
No, or it's svikarotu.
Okay. Yes, because
even
I
for the kid, if somebody wants to adopt a kid, in India we call it svikaram, which is adopting the kid, taking the kid.
Which is what?
Svikaram. Svikaram or svikaram. There are multiple, words for that. But svikara is the basic, the common term that they use. So taking is svikarotu. When I say I am taking, I will be saying aham svikaromi. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Aham svikaromi. Now here the husband says the wife. No, it is svikaroto dhanam is what I said. I remember.
Yes.
It is for the shopkeeper. So he says, okay, take the money. It is almost like a request or order. It could be considered both. Either way.
Okay. Yes, then I had that mistake. I had understood it was dvikaroto, not svikaroto. Yeah. But I fixed it.
Make it twice. Dvi is two, so the meaning changes.
Yes, make it. Yes, that's why there was something that I knew it wasn't right, but I didn't know what. Okay, those were my questions. Thank you.
You're welcome. Seema, any questions from your side, or are you fine?
Thank you. No.
Okay.
No question. I just fill the blanks and one or two sentences again for the conversation. Sorry.
You want to say?
Yes, I can. Boho, thoughts, Shadika.
Shadikam.
Dishyatu. I wanted to say, please. Yeah, Dashyatu. I wanted to say, please show me. Yeah.
Show me.
Yeah. So Shantikam first, yes? Okay.
What did you say?
Shantikam etat. Etat, before Shantikam or after?
No, you said Bho Mahodaya. Okay, hello sir. Shantikam Cholam Sha Darshayatu.
Yeah. Cha. And he says
Shantikam.
Shantiyatu, yes?
Shantikam.
Okay. Because he should show it to me. Yes. So it's Bo Etat Shadikam Cha Shodyam. Shodhyatum.
You're mispronouncing every word, Seema ji. It's Shatikam.
Shatikam.
Cholam.
Okay, please write it for me. Thank you so much. And
I'll send it in the chat box. It's Shatikam.
Yeah.
Cholam.
Okay.
And the reason is Shatikam and Cholam because they are the objects, right?
Yes. Okay. In question, it's given Shatika Cholaha because they are subjects.
The subject.
They want us to use those.
Okay. And between the word darshan and pasyati or pasyami, or it's one is see and one is show, right? That's the difference?
Yes, those two
words. Okay.
Thank you.
The shopkeeper says, swikarotu. Take it.
No, pasyatu.
Thank you so much. This is two sentences.
You want to try some more? Hello, am I audible?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I think Seema Bhagini muted herself. So anyhow, the next line would be husband wants to see the pant and shirt. So yutakam purukam cha darshayatu. And he says asti pashyatu. Then he asks what is the price.
Is it okay to say yutakam urukam cha asti chet darshayatu?
If it is available, darshayatu. Asti chet darshayatu.
Okay.
Then he says, asti, pashyatu. Yes, it is available, see it.
Okay. And is it correct to say, tatra asti or not?
Yeah, if you want to say, yes, it is there, then you can use tatra.
Okay.
Tatra is, after all, you know, a word to say,
there.
Or atra is here.
Okay.
And then Patihi Prichati. Prichati means questions. Okay. Etesham Mulyam Kim. What is the price? Vikrita says Panchashatam. Panchashata Rupyakani. 500. Shata is 100. Pancha is 5. So Panchashata becomes 500.
When she asked, how much is it? It's only Mulyam Kim or something else? I think I missed the word.
Etesham Mulyam Kim. एतेषाम् ऐ थिङ्क् ऐ डिड् नाट् इण्ट्रोड्यूस् शब्द
No, I didn't write that. I only wrote Mulyam Kim.
That's okay. Mulyam Kim is fine. Etesham is for all of these. What is the price? Price for these. We question like that, right?
Etesham.
Etesham.
Okay, Etesham. Etesham.
Etesham Mulyam Kim.
All of these. Okay.
And he says, Pancha Shata Rupyakani.
Yeah, I got that. I wrote that, yes.
Then Patni says, Adhikam Masti. She says, it's so costly.
Mm-hmm.
Vikrita says, Satyam Bhagini. Yes, you're correct. Idanim Sarvam Adhikam Eva. Idanim is now. Sarvam is all. Adhikam Eva. It's all high only. Eva is only.
Idanim Sarvam. Idanim? Idanim? What?
Idanim, not nim.
Idanim.
Idanim, okay. Sarvam adhikam eva.
Okay, Idanim, what was the meaning of it? Sorry.
Idanim means now.
Now. Okay.
Or these days we say, right? These days it is all high. So Idanim, sarvam adhikam eva. All the prices are high only now, nowadays.
Okay.
Pati, he says, Astu Svikarotu Dhanam. Okay, take the money. Gachhamaha Ram Ram. Gachhamaha yes. is let's go. And instead of saying bye-bye, he says Ram Ram.
Okay.
And I have explained like this. Ram Ram is the traditional way of saying hi and bye usually.
Yes, yes, you explained. And the word gachamaha, when you add gachamaha, when
gachami is only I am going, aham gacham, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gachamaha is for vayam gachamaha. When I say let us go, let us all go, we go.
Mm-hmm. And gachatu, you go.
You go.
Okay. Gachamaha. Okay. Yes, I think so now I got this right.
Once you write, let me know so that we can...
No. I was just saying that I think I got all the dialogue right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead.
So 2.4, if gachati gachatu, saha gachati tvam gachatu. Saha is he, sa is she. For both, it is the same. Saha gachati, sa gachati. And I say, you go, tvam gachatu. Any doubts in that or you want to do one that?
I did it, but I didn't write tvam. I just wrote like pathati, pathatu.
Tvam is you. Okay, tvam is you. Tvam gachatu is you go.
Okay, yeah.
Now, when you see the next section, 2.4, it is given as eshaha gachatu. Can one of you say what is eshaha?
That means... wait, it was him when he was close?
Yes, he. Can alternatively use saha as well as eshaha. But in both the senses, when I say, for example, I ask a question, one of you know really well. See, for example, Seema Bhagini knows already the answer. I know that she knows it. And you are trying to say, but Seema Bhagini interrupts and say the answer earlier. Then I say, no, let her say. Let Monika Bhagini say. Then I will say, Sa Vadatu. Or let her speak. So in that sense as well, you can use this.
Okay. Sa.
Or let him do.
Pathatu.
Esha Pathatu.
Ah, yes. Read. Okay. Yeah, let her read.
So, her read.
Okay.
Okay. That is one of that, in that sense as well, you can use it.
Yeah. And there were some words that I didn't think we had seen, like, for instance, Milati and
dish. Milati is meeting. Mila, mil dhatu, to meet.
Meet.
Okay. Meet. Meeting.
Meet someone. Okay.
Yeah. Meet someone or a meeting or whatever.
And tishtati.
Tishtati, vaguely translating, it's keeping.
Keeping. Okay. And bhavati means you for a woman or not?
Bhudhatu is to be technically.
Ah, okay.
When I say let me give an example so that you can understand. Pushpam atra bhavati. Okay, pushpam is flower, atra is there. The flower is there. It is being okay. There. When I say bhavati, the bhudhatu is to be. When I conjugate that for some first person or second first person or whatever you call it, it is bhavati.
Okay, I get confused with the you, like the you for bhavatu. No, bhavati, you female. That is the only difference.
Bhavati is in a different sense. The sense changes here. That should not be confused with this. Here, bhavati is for some object or something. So when I say atra bhavati, it means it is there.
Okay. Yes, I was thinking it was you for female.
Bhavatu is let it be. We will say let it be, right? Let it be. That is bhavatu.
Bhavatu, let it be. Oh, okay. Okay. I'll try not to get confused. No, for now I'm okay. Oh yes, and karoti is the same. What is it? Another? Is that for the question too?
Because karoti there is to do.
To.
Sah karyam karoti. He does the work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Seema Bhagini, are you clear or you want me to repeat?
If you repeat it, I would be very pleased. Thank you.
I couldn't hear you properly.
She said that if you repeat it, she would be very pleased. She would be happy could repeat it.
I will do that. So the first thing that we saw was Gachati Gachatu, which means Gachati is to say he goes or she goes. Instead of Taha, you can also use Eshaha. As we already saw it in 1.2, if I'm correct, Eshaha means he when the person is nearby. Saha is also he when the person is far, a little far. So Eshaha Gachati, Saha Gachati, both are same, both are correct. Similarly, Esha Gachati, Sa Gachati is also correct. Now, this can be used in two sense when you want to say Gachatu. Eshaha Gachatu or Saha Gachatu could mean a request or an order or to say let him go, let him do. Okay, so Gachatu can be an order, a request or let him go. So for all the three senses, it can be used. Seema Bhagini, is that clear?
So it means let him go or come here. You told Gachatu. Sorry.
Gachatu is go.
Ah, yes. You go, yeah. You go or you let
you go.
Somebody go.
Ha. Esha Gachatu can also mean let him go.
Okay, thank you so much.
Can you say Bhavan Gachatu for you go?
Yeah, you can very well say Bhavan Gachatu, you go.
And what is the difference between Tuam, between saying Tuam Gachatu and Bhavan Gachatu?
Tuam simply means you. Bhavan, specifically, you are addressing that you as a male you. Bhavan Bhavati.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
It is actually not necessary. Bhavan Gachatu is actually, when two or three are there, when you want to specifically address, show a hand and say Bhavan Gachatu, then that will be helpful. If there is only one person in front of you, when you say Gachatu, who else would you mean? Only the person in front of you.
So you say Tvan Gachatu, when there's only one person.
For Bhavati, we can say Bhavan, Bhavatu, like this, Bhavan,
Bhavatu. What will be the meaning then? You know, Bhavan is somebody who is front of you. Bhavatu is to be, let you be. Will you say you let you be? Does it make any sense as a sentence?
No.
You can either say Bhavan Atreva Bhavatu. You be there only. Then it makes sense. Yeah, in that case you can use Bhavan Atreva Bhavatu.
Then we want to say please be here. What we should
Kripya
say?
Bhavatu. Kripya Bhavatu.
Kripya Bhavatu. Thank you.
Even if you say Bhavatu, it could also mean a request. It is only in the tonal quality of your voice that you decide.
Thank you.
Shall we go to numbers?
Okay.
So numbers are known as Sankhya. Sankhya means numbers. You will see, you are seeing a table, right, in the same page. Ekam, Dve, Trini, Chatvari, Pancha, Shat, Sapta, Ashta, Nava, Dasha. They are from 1 to 10. Monica Begni, can you try to read it out once?
Okay. I will try to read in Sanskrit, so I will be slower. Ekam. Dve. Trini Chatvari Pancha
Shut.
Like that?
No, it's not. You are saying shut. It is not shut. It's shut. How do you say IT?
IT. Shut. Shut. I don't know.
No.
Shut.
Can you see? I have written something in the chat box. Can you read it?
Okay, let me go to the chat. It. Shut.
No, you're saying it as in ith. It should be it. To has to come. To. It.
It. Shut.
No.
Yes?
You're saying it. I think it. There is no such letter in your language, native language.
No, I don't think so. Yes, I have some trouble with that. And the ta of that,
That's okay. Not a problem.
Yeah. Okay, so the best.
I actually started learning the alphabet. There is one called TT, right? How do you say the T?
P. How do we say the P? P.
You say te, not te, right? That is the difference here as well.
Yes, we say te. Yes.
You say te or te?
Te. Te.
Okay, te.
We say te.
As in te.
Te.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yes, so shat.
You listen to the recording after the class once I upload.
Okay, and I will try.
Okay. Yeah, and try.
Okay. Sapta.
Sapta.
Sapta. Ashta.
Ashta. Here actually it is ashta. Ashta.
Ashta. Ashta. It's more dental, right? Or not more.
No, it's actually more than a kind of more.
More in the palate.
Hard palate.
In the back?
Ta.
Ashta.
Ta will be dental. Ta.
Ashta. Ashta. Yes? No?
Okay. I'm not satisfied.
Yeah, I know. I think it's yes, we don't have that letter, and it's
very
hard.
I'm actually learning Shiksha Shastra. Shiksha is the branch where the pronunciation has to be perfected. Okay, there is Panini and Shiksha for that. So every day we have to recite the letters to my guru.
Oh,
even
okay.
Today, if I say Shersha, he will say no, repeat. At least 10 times I have to repeat. Whatever I say, he will say, no, I'm still not satisfied. Repeat.
And do you have, because your mother tongue is Hindi? No.
No, it is Tamil.
And you have that sound in Tamil? No.
We have it, but then we don't have these many sounds in Tamil.
Yes. Yes,
as in, you say ta, right? We don't have ta. The all the hard sounds we don't have. But somehow I'm used to it. That's a different thing. But the point is that even today he says, my guru says, no, you're mispronouncing, say it again.
Yeah, okay. So Ashta.
Yeah.
Ashta. And shat. No, shat. Shut.
You do you hear a t sound and then shut?
Shut.
No, you're saying shut. You're saying shut. I'm saying shut.
Okay, I am kind of pronouncing a little vowel after the t that I had that I don't have to pronounce, right?
The t itself you're pronouncing like t. That. T word is there, right? A, B, C, D, T, S, T.
Mm-hmm.
That pronunciation is wrong.
Okay, I will try to practice.
Yeah,
and then, thank you. And then, Nava, Dasha. Yeah.
Correct. Nava, Dasha. Right. Seema Bhagini, can you try once? Seema Bhagini, are you there?
Sorry. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Ekam. Dve. Trini.
Wonderful.
And Chatvari. Chatvari.
Correct. Chatvari.
Yeah. Pachika.
Pancha.
Pachika. Pancha. Oh, sorry.
Pancha. Not pancha.
Yeah. Pancha. Yeah. Pancha. And then shat and spata spat no sapta yeah and ashta and nava and dava
remaining now there was
navada
dasha
yeah from the dasha I should say again no dasha is at the end dasha. Dasha.
Okay now Monica Bagini can you just go to the next page and try reading 11 to 20.
Okay, wait. Okay. Ekadasha.
Dasha is 10. Ekam is 1. So Ekadasha will be 11.
Okay. Ekadasha. Dva... Dasha.
Can you do it again?
Dva Dasha.
Wonderful. Dva Dasha.
Tra Yo Dasha.
Correct.
Chatur Dasha.
Chatur Dasha, yeah.
Pancha Dasha.
Panchadasha, correct.
Shodasha.
Again, it is da.
How do you know when what syllable is stronger?
What do you mean by stronger?
Like, for instance, you just said shodasha, right?
Shodasha.
And you kind of accentuated the last syllable, the sha, like it was stronger than, like you said shodasha and not shodasha. You know
no,
what I mean?
I was trying to emphasize on the da, shodasha. Not on the last sha. I'm just simply saying it because you will hear it better. That's the reason. Otherwise, it is okay. Sha. Only that much.
I thought you had like some, like for instance, in Spanish, it's really important to know which syllable it's stronger because that's how we know what accent marks we need to put. So you don't have. I know you don't have accents in Sanskrit, but
No, we don't have accents in Sanskrit.
You do. Okay.
Not now.
Okay. But
when you say the Veda mantras, they're all accented. We have got Uddata, Anudata, Swarita. There are three accents primarily.
Okay.
So, actually speaking, even I've heard from some of the scholars that even the normal language had it, so with emphasis they understood what is the meaning. So if you change the accent, the meaning changes.
Yes, that happens in Spanish.
But with these days we don't have it. Only with Vedas it is still prevalent.
Okay. Okay, then
you're tempting me to learn Spanish actually.
Well, if you ever really want to, let me know and I can.
I started learning the letters because I thought that way I can tell you if I find any similarities in the letters.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool. How I learned the letters of Spanish.
Okay, if you ever have any questions, just let me know.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, so Shodasha.
adding H in between. The. I am saying da da.
Shodasha. Yes?
You hear the recording because maybe you are
okay.
Okay. Your mind is not that free now to hear. You just listen to the recording so you get it, okay?
Okay. Saptadasha.
Saptadasha.
Saptadasha. Ashtadasha.
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 Now you pronounced it properly, I guess. Ashtadasha.
I did. Okay, that's cool. Ashtadasha. Yes?
Because I'll tell you why. When you say Ashtadasha, you cannot pronounce it comfortably. So naturally, you're facilitating saying Ashtadasha.
Okay. Ashtadasha. Navadasha.
Navadasha.
Vimshatihi.
Correct.
That is 20, right? No.
Yes. Correct.
That's weird. And vim would mean something similar to 2 or no?
No, nothing. Vimshatihi is simply 20.
I simply 29. Okay. You said until 20.
If you want, you can complete so that Seema Bagini can do it again once you finish the entire table.
Okay. Eka vim shatihi. Dva vim shatihi. Trayo vim shatihi.
Yeah.
Chatur vim shatihi. I didn't see that earlier, right. Chatur vim shatihi. Yeah. Pancha vim shatihi.
Correct.
Shad vim shatihi. Sapta vim shatihi. Ashta vim shatihi.
Ashta vim shatihi.
Nava vim shatihi.
Trimshat. There is a dot after three. Trimshat.
Yes, I can barely see it. Okay, but yes. Yeah. Trimshat. Eka trimshat. Dva trimshat. Traya. Okay, wait, this is difficult. Traya trimshat.
It's at the mid. Traya trimshat.
Chatustrimshat.
Correct. Chatustrimshat.
And here they don't say the R.
Yeah, it is Chatustrimshat.
Okay, it's different.
Only in the previous list we were saying Chaturvimshatihi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chatustrimshat.
Yeah.
This is very weird. Pan, that is ni, right? Pan Panchatrimshat.
Wonderful. Panchatrimshat.
Shatrimshat. Saptatrimshat.
Yeah, Saptatrimshat.
Saptatrimshat. Ashtatrimshat.
Ashtatrimshat.
Ashtatrimshat. Navatrimshat.
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 Chatvarimshat.
Okay, let me read again. Chatvarimshat.
Listen.
Chatvarimshat. The M is a dot, right? There is a dot?
Yeah. Chatvarimshat.
Okay. Yeah, I am going to make it clear. Chatvarimshat. Chatvarimshat. Yes. Okay.
Correct.
I like that. Thank you.
Great. Yeah. Seema Bhagini, can you do from Ekadasha?
Ekadasha. Dava Dava Sha.
No, it's Dwadasha.
Triyodasha.
It's not trio, it's trio. Trio.
Yeah. Triyodasha. Chaturdasha. Chaturdasha, yes. Chaturdasha. Panchadasha.
What did you say? I couldn't hear you properly.
Panchadasha.
Correct.
Panchadasha. Shodasha. Ashtadasha.
Wonderful. Ashtadasha.
Navadasha.
It is Navadasha, not Navadasha.
Yes. Navadasha. Vimashatihi.
It's not Vima, it's Vimshatihi.
Yes. Vimshatihi. Eka Vimshatihi. Dva Vamshatihi.
Vimshatihi.
Yes. Please tell. Trio yeah, trayo, yeah, mim shatihi, chatur, vi, chatur vi shatihi.
No, chatur vimshatihi. Vimshatihi remains the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chatur vimshatihi.
Wonderful.
Then pancha vimshatihi. Then shat vimshatihi. Yeah.
Vimshatihi.
Shat vimshatihi.
Wait. It is shad vimshatihi.
Shat vimshatihi. Then sapta vimshatihi.
Yeah.
Then ashta vimshatihi. Ashtam vimshatihi.
There is no am. Ashta.
Sorry.
Wait. Listen. Ashta vimshatihi.
Ashta vimshatihi. Nava vimshatihi.
Nava vimshatihi.
Nava vimshatihi. Trim. Trim shat.
Yeah, that's it. Trim shat.
Trimshat. Then ekat rim shat dva trimshat, trias trimshat, trias trimshat, and it's chatur.
No.
It's,
do you say ir this?
No. Chatus, yes. Chatus. 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 Tram shat. Yes. Chatus.
Trim shat, not
tram shat. Trim. Yeah. Chatur trim shat.
Chatus. Chatus trim shat.
Chatu trimshat.
Seema Bhagini, listen.
Yes.
Chatus trimshat.
Chatush trimshat. Trimshat.
Not two, it's two only. Chatu is chatus.
Chatu trimshat. Yeah?
No, you're either missing sa or you're mispronouncing the ta.
Okay, so would you please tell it again? Chatushtrimshat.
You are saying chatush, it is chatus, not sh.
Yes.
Wow, finally, yes.
Sorry. Chatushtrimshat, and Pancha trim shat, and shatut trim shat.
There is no two, it is shat trim shat.
And saptashrimshat.
Saptatrimshat. Trimshat is sapta.
Yeah. Saptatrimshat. And asta.
Ashta.
Ashta trimshat. Ashta trimshat. And Navatrimshat. 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 And chatvarimshat. Then dot is not kiriya. Chatvarimshat.
I will just read all from Ekam to Chatvarimshat once. Listen to it once. Ekam is in the prayer previous stage. So Sankhyaha Ekam Dve Trini Chatvari Pancha Shat Sapta Ashta Nava Dasha. I'll repeat again. Ekam Dve Trini Chatvari Pancha Shat Sapta Ashta Nava Dasha. Now from 11 to 40, Ekadasha, Dvadasha, Trayodasha, Chaturdasha, Panchadasha, Shodasha, Saptadasha, Ashtadasha, Navadasha, Vimshatihi, Ekavimshatihi, Dvavimshatihi, Trayovimshatihi, Chaturvimshatihi, Panchavimshatihi, Shadvimshatihi, Saptavimshatihi, Ashtavimshatihi, Navavimshatihi, Trimshat, Ekatrimshat, Dvatrimshat, Trayastrimshat, Chaturstrimshat, Panchatrimshat, Shatrimshat, Saptatrimshat, Ashtatrimshat, Navatrimshat, Chatvarimshat. That's fine?
Awesome, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So 3.2, you can do it as a homework.
Thank you.
Numbers, you have to, you're welcome. You have to connect it so that you will get a beautiful elephant once you draw it. But make sure you start from Ekam, find out Dve, and likewise, just try to complete it. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. So we will do some speaking practice now.
Okay.
Okay. So any of you remember how to say, my name is so-and-so, what is your name? When the person is male, and what is your name when the person is female?
Okay, mama nama Monica, if it's male, bhavan nama kim?
Bhavataha nama kim.
Bhavataha nama kim. And yes. And then if it's female, bhavatyaha nama kim.
Bhavatyaha nama kim.
Bhavatyaha nama kim.
Seema Bhagini, can you try one again?
Yes. Mama nama is Seema. Is Seema. Sorry. Mama nama Seema. Bhavataha nama kim?
Bhavataha only, not Bhavataha.
Bhavataha nama kim?
No.
Yes.
You're saying what? Bhavataha. It is wrong. Bhavataha. Taha only, not taha.
Bhavataha nama kim? And mama nama Seema. Bhavatyaha nama kim?
Bhavatyaha nama kim. Okay. Now, can you introduce, she is Monica? Seema Bhagini?
No, not yet. Yes. Sa Monica.
Wonderful. Sa Monica.
Yes.
Monica Bhagini, can you introduce, she is Seema?
Sa Seema.
Now, when I say, ask her where do you live or where she lives.
Oh, I don't know how to say live, but...
That I can help you. Okay.
Okay.
What is the word for where? So now, now you have to ask where does she live. Okay. You know okay. What is the word for where? You know what is the word for she? The only thing which you do not know is living.
Okay. So... where does she live or where do you live? Where does she live, right?
First ask, where does she live?
Vavati live Kim? No.
No, Kim is what?
Ah. Okay, then Kutra?
Wonderful.
Kutra? Okay. Kutra, Tvan Kutra live? That
Vasati.
Is for you?
Vasati.
Vasati? Va?
Vasati. Vasati.
Vasati live. Okay.
I have typed in the chat box. You can see if you want.
Vasati. Okay. Let me.
So.
Right.
When you talk directly to Seema and ask where do you live, then you can ask Bhavati, Kutra Vasati, where do you live? Okay.
Okay. Bhavati, Kutra. And if I am only talking with Seema, then I would ask her, Tvam Kutra Vasati?
Yeah, you can ask.
And if it's many people, then I would say Bhavati Kutra Vasati, right?
See, even then you can say Tvam Kutra Vasati, pointing her out. But another way of asking is Bhavati Kutra Vasati.
Okay.
Now, you want me to, you are asking me where does she live?
Okay, so...
Then in that case, instead of Bhavati, you can replace that with Sa. Sa Kutra Vasati, where does she live?
Sa Kutra Vasati. Okay.
Seema Bhagini, can you say where do you live? As in, I am living in so and so place. Now, you know, Vasati is she lives. Now, we want to say mm-hmm. I live in this place.
Uh-huh. Aham Vasati.
No, Vasati is for another person.
Uh-huh. You want me to ask somebody else, yes?
No, I want you to say, I live in so-and-so place.
Aham, Tehran, Vasati. Okay?
Okay, now, what did you say, aham?
Aham, because it's me.
No, that is fine. After that, what did you say? What place you said?
The place. I should say the place. Yes. Aham Tehran Vasati or not? Live in maybe. I don't know.
And what should you say for in? You should be using Saptami Vibhakti, right?
Yes.
So. Nagare is in the city. Okay.
Nagare.
You say your city and then add Nagare. Don't mute yourself. Just talk for a moment and then you can mute yourself.
So, the sentence like this. Aham Nagare Tehran Vasati. Yes?
You are swapping it. Teheran Nagare Vasami. Vasati is for she.
Yes. Aham Nagare Tehran Vasami.
Why are you swapping? First say the name of the city and then say the city.
Mm-hmm. So what should I say?
You just swap it.
Aham. Tehran Nagare, like this?
Yes.
Aham Tehran Nagare Vasatam.
What is Vasatam?
Yeah. Me. I'm living.
Vasatam
me. Sorry, I'm always.
Please note it down somewhere, Dadini.
When want to ask somebody, you say, for example, Babati Kutra Nagare Vasati. Yes?
Why do you want to say Nagare there? Where do you live? Only that you will ask. Right? Or will you ask, where do you city live? No, right?
Okay, so no Nagare. Bhavati Kutra Vasati. Yes.
Monika Bhagini, can you answer now? Where do you live? Bhavati Kutra Vasati.
Aham. Chile, but that is not a city. That's how. That is a country. How do you say country?
Pradeshe.
Vadeshe?
Pradeshe.
Can you type it please in the chat?
Yeah, give me a moment.
Thank
My
you.
My mouse is stuck. Just give me a moment.
No worries.
I don't know why it's not even moving.
Okay, don't worry. Vadeshe.
Pradeshe. Or you can say Deshe. Deshe is much better. Yeah.
Deshe. Deshe.
I am just using my keyboard. I don't know if.
I saw it. And that is also in the Sapta Vibhakti, so I see.
Yes.
I don't need to use in.
Yeah. Okay, Deshe means in the country.
What desh means country?
Yes.
Okay, let me write desh.
Country. Desham is country. Deshe is in the country.
Desham country. And desh is the root, right? The Pratapatikam?
I'm not really sure. I'll check and let you.
Don't worry. Okay, so aham Chile. Deshe Basami.
Basami. So if you want to ask which is your country, okay, like Seema Bhagini wanted to ask in a different way, then you can ask Tava Deshaha Kaha. Which is your country? Tava Deshaha Kaha. I have typed out Tava Deshaha Kaha.
Okay, let me go to chat. Tava Deshaha Kaha.
So first what we said, Mama Nama Sumitra, Bhavatyaha Namakim or Bhavataha Namakim. If the person is feminine or male. Then what I was asking, Bhavati Putra Vasati, where do you live? Then for that the answer will be Aham Bharata Deshe Vasami. I live in India. Bharata Deshe Vasami.
Okay.
Now next obvious question will be Bhavati Kim Karoti?
Bhavati Kim Karoti. What do you do, right?
Kim Karoti. Kim is what? Karoti is do. Bhavati is what do you do? Bhavati Kim Karoti. Can you ask Seema Bhagini Bhavati Kim Karoti?
Seema Bhavati Kim Karoti?
I forgot the word of myself. But I'm...
Okay, what do you want
okay.
to say?
Research. I do research. Agricultural. Okay. Yeah. So, like something like scientist, for example. Something like that.
Okay. You can say, aham, shodha asmi. Shodha is research.
Yeah. Yeah. Aham shodha asmi. Bhavatyaha kin karoti?
No, it is not bhavatyaha. Bhavatyaha means your. You just want to ask, what do you do? Right?
Okay.
There is a difference between you and your.
Okay. So,
when you want to ask, what is your name? You will use your. When you want to ask, what do you do? Then how do you frame the sentence? Just now Monica Bhagini said it.
Mm-hmm.
Monica Bhagini, so, can you help her?
Ask, yeah,
what do you do?
Yes, you say Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Yes, yes.
Ask her.
Something like that. It's finished, yes. Bhavati Kim Karoti.
Yes.
Yeah. Bhavati Kim Karoti.
If I say I am a writer, then I can say aham lekani. Lekani.
Lekani means pen. If you say aham lekani, you
mean lekani. I am a pen.
Leki kha. I'm
not a pen. Leki kha. Okay, wait. What do I have to say?
Leki kha.
Leki kha.
Leki kha.
Okay, I'm a writer, not a pen. Okay, yeah. Aham lekhika.
Aham lekhika asmi.
Asmi? I have to say asmi?
Yeah, you are, right? I am, so asmi only.
Ah, okay.
Now, I'm asking you, Seema Bhagini Kim Karoti? I'm asking Monica Bhagini about Seema Bhagini.
Okay.
Seema Bhagini Kim Karoti, then what will be your answer?
I forget what researcher. Shrodha?
Shodha.
Sa Shodha.
Shodha. And since she, you cannot say Asmi. Asmi means you. Then what will you be saying?
Asmi.
Asti, right?
Sa Shodha Asti. She is a researcher.
Seema Bhagini Bhavati Vadatu. Monica Bhagini Kim Karoti.
Monica Shodha Kalika. Kalika.
What is Kalika?
Writer.
Lekika.
Ah, Lekika. Monica. Monica G. Shodha Lekika.
Shodha is the researcher. You are the researcher, not her. She is a writer.
Okay. Saha Lekika. Yeah?
Sa.
Sa Lekika.
Lekika, complete the sentence.
Lekika, I don't know what to say. Then.
Okay. When you want to say, aham shodha asmi, what will be, when you say, she is so and so?
Yes. We say, Monica, Monica, Lekika Asti. Yeah.
Monica Bhagini Lekika Asti.
Yeah, Monica. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Any doubts in this or are you fine?
I'm okay, I think.
Yes, so it's okay.
We will have to practice this again daily, as in only then your conversational skill will develop.
Yes. Okay.
Sure.
want to have some more practice, or should we stop here?
As you wish. I have time. I don't know. How about you guys? If maybe it's then too late for you.
I just don't want to stop more. That is the only thing I'm concerned about.
I can do a little bit more. I don't know. Seema, how about you?
I don't know if Sumitraji wants to continue. I can continue with you.
Okay, then we will just continue.
Okay.
Now, I just want to ask whether you have had your breakfast.
Okay, so that doesn't have anything to do. I remember that Suprabhatam was to say good morning, but that's the only morning thing I know.
That's fine. So we are just going to ask whether you ate.
Okay, so
it is a question, number one.
Excuse me. The question of the tenses. Past tense is like the past perfect, like this?
No, not necessarily. When I ask you a question, did you eat? Okay.
Can I say Tuam?
Yes.
Kadati? Kim? Mm-hmm. No.
Wonderful. Bhavati? Yes. Khadati Kim or Tvam Khadati Kim? Both are fine. That's nice.
Great. Say it again, please.
Bhavati Khadati Kim? Khadati, as you said, you should be asking it in past tense. So I'm introducing you to the past tense. Okay.
Khadati, you said it's past tense.
No, Khadati is not past tense. Khadati is eat. Okay. Or eating. Okay, now when we, but what you guessed is correct, only apart from that, because I didn't teach you, right? I meant to teach past tense to you, right?
Okay, so Bhavati Khadati Kim is
Khadavati Kim.
I'm sorry, what?
Khaditavati.
Khaditavati?
Yeah.
That is the past tense.
Yes.
Okay, let
now
me.
I am typing it. Okay.
Okay.
I have put F and M. F means feminine, M means masculine. So Bhavati Khaditavati Kim. Bhavan Khaditavan Kim.
Okay, let me write. Bhavan.
Khadita.
No, see, read and read it properly. What I've written.
Bhavan khadita, khaditavan. Kim.
Bhavan khaditavan kim.
That means Vavan Kaditavam Kim means what did you eat, right?
No, did you eat?
Ah, did you eat?
Okay.
So Kim is just the question for do, right?
Yes. Question for?
For do, did, like did, right?
No. Kim is like did you eat or what? Something like that. You cannot exactly translate it in English.
Okay. Yes.
Kim, for now, you can imagine like it is a questioning word here. It is not what did you eat, okay?
Okay, okay. Yeah, because
just asking, did you eat? Or Bhavan Khaditavan Va? Va is another thing that we saw. Do you remember?
Yes, the va? You mean the va? Yes, I remember the va.
Bhavan khaditavan va? Bhavati khaditavati va? That also you can.
Khadi.
Excuse me. Kim and Va, what is the difference between the meaning?
Nothing much, both are for questioning.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so basically, Vavan Kaditavam Kim and Vavan Kaditavam Va means the same.
Yes.
Okay. And then for female would be Vavati Kaditam Kim?
Kaditavati.
Ah, sorry, Kaditavati. Right. Vavati. Okay. Yeah. Now I wrote it.
Bhavati?
Yeah.
Khaditavati kim? Now imagine I'm asking you. Bhavati khaditavati kim? You say, yes, I ate.
Aham khadyami?
Khadami is I'm eating.
Okay.
Now you have to say, yes, I ate.
Khaditavami?
No. Wait, I will introduce you something. Before that, you can very well say aham khaditavati. Okay.
Aham khaditavamati.
Khaditavati, same. Khaditavati. Aham khaditavati.
Khaditavamati.
Vati, only that.
Okay, let me write. Khaditavati. Tavati. Vati. I ate.
But sometimes the verb changes. Okay.
Okay.
So khadat is the proper term here.
Khadat is the proper what?
Akhadat.
That's I didn't eat, right?
Sorry?
Akhadat means the opposite, right?
No, it is not. It means I ate.
I'm not sure I
understand. Why do you say it is the opposite? Because there is a in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is not. I have sent a link in the chat window. Can you just open it?
Okay, let me see.
Or I will share the screen.
Oh, I don't know how to. Let me see that and let me copy it. Okay, wait.
What is this link?
Open and see.
Yes, I see it. Khadati. Khadati.
So this is the verb conjugation. Okay. All kind of verb conjugation is mentioned.
Okay. Yes.
The present tense, past tense, future tense, all are there. the first thing is khadati, khadatah, khadanti, right?
Wait, I am still trying to get into the link.
Okay, okay. Wait, I will just share my screen.
Okay. Okay. Wait, what's happening to my screen? Yes, I am starting to get in the page slowly. Are you sharing? No.
1 second. I don't know what's happening. I'm unable to open it. Oh, 1 minute. Share it now. Do you see?
It's loading. Wait, stop it. Yes, I can see.
So, the dhatu khad is to eat or to consume. Okay. Now, okay. Do you see my cursor? I'm keeping it here. Lat lakaraha parasmai padam. For now, ignore parasmai padam. You see lat lakaraha, right?
Lat lakaraha.
The one, yes. I have highlighted.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that means present tense.
Okay.
So you see khadati, khadatah, khadanti. Khadasi, khadatah, khadatah. Khadami, khadavah, khadamah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So khadati is to say he or she eats. Ekavachanam. Okay. When I want to say in dual, it will be khadatah. And when it is going to be plural, it will be khadanti. And similarly, tvam khadasi is like you eat.
Okay. So
in first
is he, then you,
and I. Third is I.
Third is I. It's different order than in English, for instance.
So you can use this here if you go. Lang lakaraha, the one I have highlighted, that is for past tense.
Okay, lang. Lakaraha, past tense. Okay.
Lang is past tense. Okay.
Lang is past.
Lang. Ing.
Lang.
Lang. King. Lang.
Lang. Past. Okay.
So, akhadat is saha akhadat means he ate. Aham akhadam is I ate. I actually said it wrong when I was saying. Aham akhadam is the correct word. I ate.
Okay.
Aham akhadam. Yes, I ate.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it meant I didn't eat.
Aham khaditavati.
Aham khaditavati.
It's a very, very basic statement, aham khaditavati. But if you want to use it properly, then you can say aham akhadam.
Akhadan?
Akhadam. It is here.
The third one. Akhadam.
Seema Bhagin, are you able to follow?
Sorry, I couldn't follow because somebody phoned me. I couldn't follow. Would you please repeat it?
From where should I repeat?
Yes, please. From first part, please.
So, lat lakara, you see, right?
Yes.
That is present tense. The first row is for he or she. Saha khadati is singular. dual and plural. Khadanti is plural. Okay. Is that clear?
Saha khadanti. Where is the verb now? Where is saha khadati. Yes.
Saha khadati is singular.
Yes. Saha saha khadatihi means no. To. No.
Khadataha. It is not khadatihi.
Saha khadataha.
Wait. That will also change. Saha tau te. Saha khadati. Tau khadataha te khadanti. It changes like that. You will not say he all ate, right? You will say they all eating. They are all eating, right?
Sorry, I'm very confused because of somebody.
In which vachanam it is in? Eka vachanam or bahu vachanam? When I say he is a boy.
Yes.
What does that mean? What am I trying to convey?
He is a boy. Saha. Saha. Balikaha. Yes?
That is fine. Saha. But how many people am I referring to when I say he is a boy?
Eshaha Balikaha.
Seema Bhagini, please listen to me properly. When I say he is a boy, how many number of persons am I referring to?
One.
Clear, right?
Yeah.
Now, there are three boys. Okay. Will I say he is boys? Is that correct?
Yes.
Is that correct? He is boys. Is that correct?
No, it's not. Yeah.
I should say they are boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he changes to they because there are many people, not just one. Similarly, saha is one, te is many.
So
saha khadati means he eats. Te khadanti means plural people eating.
Yeah.
Clear?
Se khadanti.
Te, not se, te.
Te, you mean for pronunciation, ti. Te khadanti, yes?
Yeah? Saha khadati, te khadanti. This is clear, right?
Yes.
Now, when I say khadami, what should I add in the front? What does khadami convey?
Khadam to me, myself.
Huh. So, aham khadami.
Yeah, aham khadami. Yeah.
Now, when I want to say, we are all eating, then vayam khadamaha.
Yeah. Vayam khadamaha.
Yeah. So, saha changes to te. Aham changes to vayam. In plural.
Yeah.
Okay, this is present tense. Latlakara. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
Latlakara.
Past tense is langlakara. Okay.
The last sentence, I didn't get it. Sorry.
So far, lat lakaraha is what we are seeing. Khadati, khadami and all this. Lat lakaraha refers to present tense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, we are trying to learn past tense. Correct?
Yes.
So, past tense is known as lang lakaraha in Sanskrit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And lang lakara is here. Now, we were talking about what question did I ask? Bhavati khaditavati kim?
was the question, right?
Yes.
Did you eat was the question. You have to say, yes, I ate. Now, here, this one, do you see the hand?
No. We don't hear the hand. We hear the music, yes?
Do you listen? No, listen, please. Do you see the highlighted one at least now?
I'm following the the main page. Okay, it is the third person.
What is written?
Akadami.
So aham akadam, aham akadam, yes.
Aham akadam, yes.
That's it.
Okay. But we had it in the first row, yes? Aham akadam, yeah? I'm right. Yes.
First row is to say, yes, she ate. When I want to ask whether Monika Bagini ate.
Yes.
Monika Bagini, the tea is.
Listen,
I'm talking this way, I'm not excited. So I am asking you whether Monika Bagini ate. Monika Bagini Khadidavati Kim. Now you say, yes, she ate. Then you will be saying, Aam Sa Akhadat. Then you will be using this. Okay.
Yeah.
But when I ask you, Bhavati Khadidavati Kim, then you will say, Aam, Aham Akhadam.
Yes.
Is that clear?
Yes. Thank
Monika
you.
Bagini, is that
yes.
fine?
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you use the word Akhadam, that will only work for I, right?
Yes, you're correct.
So, do you have to say aham, or can you say akadam? Like, if you ask me, did you eat, can I say just akadam, and that's it? Or do I have to say aham?
Yes.
I can say akadam,
I should understand you eat, but it will be, it will be complete when you say aham akadam. Both are correct, actually.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because
or you can also say aham khaditavati. That is also correct. It's a very colloquial way of saying. Grammatically, it is wrong, but colloquially, it is correct.
Okay. And why do you say you have colloquial Sanskrit if there is no nation that speak colloquially Sanskrit? You know what I mean?
No, there are places where only Sanskrit is spoken to.
Oh, really? Where?
Yes. You search in Google as Mathur village in Bangalore. I'll send you the link for it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I thought that it like we knew Sanskrit because people studied like you, but I didn't know there were places that they were
There are families who speak Sanskrit even today. I have many of my friends who as a family they speak in Sanskrit. They converse in Sanskrit.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. You know what? I wanted to tell you that I read a prophecy that it said that in 25 to 30 years, Sanskrit would be very, very important. Hopefully it will be. Yeah, that's what they said, in 25 to 30 more years. And it said that Sanskrit would become very important because you know how scientists, now they are trying to explain things that they are not being able to explain, then they will arrive to the conclusion that they needed to start consciousness more, and then they would arrive to the Vedas, and since the Vedas are written in Sanskrit, they would take more interest in the Vedas and in Sanskrit, and many would want to learn Sanskrit in 25 years.
It's already happening almost in all the fields.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it is happening. Let's see.
Wow, that's amazing. So yeah, maybe in 25 more years there will be more and more and more places that only speak in Sanskrit. Ah, and I also read that because of that, in India, it would be like the common language.
It was the common language,
before, right?
Before, I would say some 5,000 years before.
Yes. And I read this prophecy said that it would be again like that.
Okay. So
maybe. Who knows?
God wishes that, then we cannot change it, right?
Yes.
Whatever. So, Seema Bhagini, can you do the closing chant?
Sorry, it's not in front of me. I cannot find it now.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Om Sarvesham Svastir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu. Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu. Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Dhanyavadaha.
Okay, goodbye.